a theft yesterday has led to arrest and a string of robberies on the Beeline Trail. News director Allison Bektesh brings us this community report.
Reporting for WFHB, this is Allison Bektesh. Two suspects are being detained in the Jackson County Juvenile Detention Center in relation to a series of robberies on the Beeline Trail this summer. The two males, aged 17 and 15, were arrested yesterday after grabbing a purse from a chair outside of the 6th Street Blooming Foods and running north on the Beeline. The juveniles were caught by Bloomington Police Department officers with the purse as well as stolen items from stores in the College Mall. Through interviewing the suspects, the 17-year-old was arrested in relation to a July 28th armed robbery on the Beeline. The suspect told BPD that the gun used in the robbery was a BB gun. Both suspects are still being investigated in relation to a July 24th robbery that was carried out in a similar way one block south on the Beeline. During July and August, there was a series of reports of people being accosted while on the trail. These incidents included two robberies, an assault, and an attempted sexual assault. These reports, in turn, prompted the Bloomington Police Department to announce that it had increased police patrols on the trail, accompanied by advice to trail users to help keep them safe. Mick Reniason, director of the Bloomington Parks and Recreation Department, which is responsible for the trail, responded to public concern over the incidents.
I still think the trails are a safe option with users as long as there's some common sense applied principles to minimize the possibility of an incident occurring.
He went on to reiterate the safety tips put out by the police. According to Captain Joe Qualters of the BPD, until yesterday's purse theft, the department had not received reports of assaults or attempted assaults on the trail since August 18th.
It's my understanding that there have not been any incidents on the Beeline in the last couple of weeks, so hopefully our presence there has not only served as a deterrent, but also has served to make people feel safe in using the trail.
Reniason notes that Bloomington's urban trail does have user safety features, such as 24-hour lighting, the light poles are numbered to make it easier for people to report the location of incidents, and police patrols on small utility vehicles, bicycles, and foot, according to Captain Qualters, both by uniformed and plainclothes officers. Reniason said that he is not worried that the public use of the trail would diminish due to the recent string of crimes reported on the Beeline.
The media highlighting the trail is just exactly that. It seems to have created a lot of media attention, and these acts have occurred in a relatively short period of time in a repeated fashion, and that's concerning certainly for all of us. I think the trail is a safe option, and would think that if you ask trail users what they think, that you would get a majority would say that it's not going to stop them from using the trail. They're just going to be careful, observant, and use some common sense practices to minimize the possibility that someone might try to stop them or steal from them or do other harm to them.
Reniason points to upcoming developments on the Beeline, saying the path will become more popular and thus safer.
One of the things we found is that the more people are using a facility, the less likely there's going to be criminal activity. And it's pretty common sense. There again, you have other folks around deter activity because a criminal might get caught, might get seen, a witness might stop them, a witness might catch them in the act of doing something they shouldn't be doing. So when the Switchyard Park project on the south side of the Beeline is constructed, we think that will do a lot to deter people coming from places now that might be a little bit easier to hide in. And just simply the fact that the park will have users, we think, on a regular basis will hopefully deter activity from occurring on that end of the trail. On the north side, northwest side, where it goes past and into a kind of a wooded area on the northwest side of the trail towards Adams Street, we think that when the Habitat for Humanity project continues to build out and neighbors are along the trail, it also deters that activity because neighbors are a great deterrent when they watch out for each other and others around them for criminal activity. So I hope both of those things, when built, will serve as deterrents to the trail. In the meanwhile, the police department's actions and increased patrols are a deterrent. The awareness factors that we've mentioned and trying to be mindful of your surroundings and using the trail at times of day and when people are on the trail will all be deterrents. I hope all those things in combination are part of the answer to the recent challenges we've seen.
Both suspects arrested today in relation with the Beeline robberies are being held in the Jackson County Juvenile Detention Center because Monroe County does not have a secure juvenile facility. The hearings will be held in the Monroe County Juvenile Court. Reporting for WFHB, this is Allison Bechtesh.